Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's conversation. I am here with my girl, Taylor.
Hey, guys.
And we are in the midst of something really exciting. If you are following us on Instagram or heard about it on our podcast last week, we are hosting a free 3-day virtual workshop for photographers and filmmakers called The Road to Luxury. Taylor, do you want to kind of paint a picture about who this is for specifically?
Yes. So this is for a filmmaker or a photographer in the wedding industry who maybe feels like they are feeling a little bit burnt out by either the sheer quantity of weddings they're having to book in order to sustain themselves financially, or maybe you're feeling burnt out because you're not feeling creatively fulfilled by the weddings you're shooting. Or if you have seen around the internet these beautiful luxury events and you just kind of want a taste of that for your own business and you want to enter that sector of the market so that you can charge more, feel super fulfilled, and be a part of a creative team where you are truly valued in your art form, then this is for you, because we are going to be helping you paint a picture of what you want your business to look like, creating a vision, and then we are going to give you the strategy in order to make it happen for yourself. And guys, trust me, business can change so fast. You can truly grow a lot faster than you think. I myself went from charging $4,500 to over $10,000 in just 2 years. And now sitting in 2024, my average is between $15,000 and $18,000. So it really doesn't have to take a decade. It can be right on the horizon for you. But the thing is that you need to start now, because that time is going to go by quicker than you think. And you need to start making progress. So please join us. You can find the website at thelevelupco.com/workshop, where you can read more about it and grab your ticket. And we're super, super excited. We've already had a couple hundred people hop into the workshop, and we just know it's going to be like a huge party.
It is so much fun, because it's 3 free days of coaching from myself and Taylor, and it's live. I love a live setting because we can all build on this excitement together. There's going to be replays available too. If there's a day you're looking at your calendar and you're like, oh, March 12th, 13th, and 14th, I have something going on that day, no big deal. Replays will be available when you can't join us live, but we hope that you do. And we're also going to be uncovering just like the most commonly asked questions that we have been seeing within various Facebook groups, such as how do I attract high-end clientele? How do I connect with wedding planners? And just paint a whole new strategy for your business. Again, we have a lot of mindset shifts throughout these 3 days, but we have a ton of strategy too. Actual business changes that you can make in order to see quick results. I love hearing at the end of the 3 days when filmmakers come into the inbox and they say, I just doubled my prices because you gave me the awareness and the strategy that I can do that. And it's so powerful. I love it. So I hope that you'll join us again. It's thelevelupco.com/workshop. And we can't wait to see you inside. But let's kind of shift gears. We had an incredible filmmaker today on the podcast. We can't wait for you to hear from him. Matthew Men. Am I going to totally butcher this?
Is it Menier?
Menier, yes. He is a filmmaker originally from France, now based in San Francisco. He has done a beautiful job on a whole new rebrand. He has big things in his business. You guys, he has 10 years on me, and I'm 14 years in. So he has been a filmmaker for 24 years.
Yes. And what I love about Matt and his perspective on the wedding industry is that he's been in it for over 2 decades, and you can tell from the interview too, like, he's still so excited and passionate about what he does, and that really like comes through in how he talks about things, and you guys are going to hear it and feel very inspired from him. But not only that, he has this great awareness that I think very few people are able to master. And that awareness is that you are never done learning. I think that so many of us You know, you get a few years into business and you kind of think like, okay, cool, I've got this figured out. I understand how things work. But the moment you stop learning is the moment you stop growing. And he has really come so far in his business. And honestly, I'm just so excited for everything that's to come because he has some big things on the horizon in 2024 and beyond. So without further ado, here's our interview with Matt. This is the Level Up Podcast. I'm Taylor Petrinovich.
And I'm Kelly Gilster of 618 Studios.
And we are on a mission to help wedding filmmakers and photographers level up their businesses so you can make more and work less.
We want to help you confidently take your business from mainstream to luxury, and it all starts right here.
So excited for this conversation. Matthew with Cinemat Films, right?
Yes.
Matthew Meunier with Cinemat. We are so excited to have you on. Thank you so much for joining the podcast with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
So Matthew, I often, and listeners, you probably hear that I coin myself as the grandma of the industry, and it's hilarious because Matthew just laughs at me because, believe it or not, so I'm in my 14th season and Matthew has 10 years on me. So how long have you been in business, Matthew?
I've been in business since January 1st, 2001. That's how long I've been there.
Quick math, 24 years, you guys. He has seen it all, done it all, and we're excited to learn more about your business.
Yeah, I started like with those DV tape camera that were that big, and now I'm shooting on DSLR that are this big. So a long way has come. You know, I started with a VCR and now we're delivering online. So I've seen the evolution of the industry in a way that is amazing and mind-blowing. And I never stop learning, actually. And that's what I love about this industry, is that you're always able to learn, something new from everything that you do.
Yeah, that's so great. I think that that is what has allowed you to stay in business for nearly 2.5 decades. I think that if you refuse to learn and you refuse to adapt, then there's no way you can last in this business. So hats off to you, because that's incredible.
Yeah, that's actually one of the big things with me, is like, I never stop learning. I'm very resilient. If I feel like I don't know something, I'm going to go even stronger about it. And even though I always say I never stop learning, I think at some point I got comfortable, and not complacent, but comfortable with what I was doing. And I was like, oh, this is good. And I like my clients and I like what I'm doing. And then in 2022, I had a mind-blowing experience where I discovered the world of wedding luxury and ultra luxury. And I was like, no, I'm not done learning. I need more of that. And then you guys came into the radar when I was in France in August last year, when you started doing your Instagram challenge, and I started reading about you more, and you guys were so fast to answer any of my questions about the Instagram challenge. I was like, wow, they actually really care. And then when the mastermind came into effect in October, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go for it. I knew that I needed something fresh, I needed something new. I've been reinventing myself for the past year, actually past 2 years with the weddings. And I felt like, I've always felt like a creative that owns a business, but I don't think I'm a business owner that is a creative. So I think that what you guys offer as far as the industry and the education is helping to bridge that gap.
Well, thank you so much, Matthew. So yeah, Matthew, he jumped into our fall mastermind program, an intimate group of filmmakers and photographers. And it was just so awesome to have you in there, and also to have someone who has such a legacy length of a career. You know, we always kind of say like,
I think before we had someone else that had maybe been 17 years in business, but you are definitely our winner as far as longest length of time in business. And so it's really is an honor, honestly, for us to be able to like offer you insight as well. And honestly, like Taylor said, good for you for always keeping an open mind and recognizing when you want to take the next step in your business. And there's lots and lots of educators out there, and education is so, so great and so powerful. And we were kind of talking before we hit record on this, that when you started in the industry, and even, I mean, when I started in the industry, there was not a lot of education out there. So it was a lot of like, just watching things, asking questions on YouTube and Vimeo. And I don't know if you remember Still Motion. From back in the day, they were kind of the only ones. They're based in Canada, and they were kind of the only ones that were offering education for wedding filmmakers at the time. And they've moved on to like other things now, but it was so, so valuable. So being able to find answers quickly so you're not on this winding path trying to do it alone is so great.
Yeah, I remember like watching those Patrick's video and stuff like that, and watching how he was doing weddings, and I was like, wow, this is a brand new way of doing weddings, and I fell in love with it even more. I think that you never done learning, because there is so many things as far as creativity. I mean, you see it every day. If you watch videos all the time, or you go on Instagram and you see what people are doing. Actually, there was an article today that came on the Knot about like the 10 video style. So cinematic, documentary. And then they had one that is called traditional. And I was thinking about it because when I was reading the description of traditional, it's like, yes, it's traditional, like started 10 years ago, but before traditional was those very long video that were 2 hours long. So yeah, the industry has come a long way for sure.
That's cool. I also want to kind of paint a picture for the viewers. You are based, you like run your business in two different areas. So you are in France and you found your home base in the United States in San Francisco.
Yep. So I live in San Francisco and I've been running my business in San Francisco ever since I moved in San Francisco. And then 4 years ago, I had the opportunity to get my childhood home back from the people that bought it from my parents. I'm not going to go into the details, but basically that brought me back to my French roots. And from there, I decided that I wanted to expand cinema to France and Europe. And then when I did this experience with the ultra net worth weddings that I was shooting, I got to go to Europe. I got to go to all of those places. And I was like, man, this is what I want to do. And I feel like because we are here in the US and we have such a take on weddings, that when you go to Europe, you see something completely different. So you can bring your own flavor. And when I did my rebrand, actually, that's what I really wanted to pinpoint. It was very important for me to show my French heritage, but with my American background, because if you think about it, I've been in the US for 28 years. So I came to the US, I was 21. So I spent more time in the US than I did in France, but I'm also very, very French. I always joke that I would never root for the US national soccer team because I'm a big soccer guy. But it's like, you know, I have this chance of having those two cultures that are really ingrained in me. So I really want to take advantage of that. And I want to brought that cinematic feel, this American way of doing things to Europe, because I think that I can blend the American way and then the French way together.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, that's like you've identified your superpower in the industry, right? Like, I think so many people are so focused on trying to blend in and clone other businesses that they aspire to be. And you've just carved out this perfect little dual niche within your own like industry, being in two places, leaning into your French heritage, but then also bringing that American vibe and Americanness over to Europe too. So like, it's really the perfect blend, and that makes you so incredibly unique. And it's really, really fun to see it all take form.
Definitely. I mean, one thing that is also super important is like, it only took me 24 years to realize what I wanted to do. So you got to think about it as like, yeah, there's so many things out there that, you know, there's so many inspiration and temptation to want it to copy everybody else. But at the end of the day, you are you and you are unique. And you need to embrace being unique and doing you. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do. And when I came into the mastermind, I knew exactly why I wanted to be in the mastermind. Just like last year when I started like rebranding and going through everything that I did, the other education that I was doing in parallel, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. And sometimes you just start doing education because you're like, oh yeah, I need to do that. And then you don't go through all of it because it's just like, it doesn't match you. But like when I did the mastermind, I missed two classes because I was shooting. But the first thing that I did is I went home and then I rewatched the Zoom because I wanted to make sure that I keep all this information because everybody has something to bring in. And you guys, what you do is amazing because you're not giving, it's not like you're giving us like a blueprint, but you're showing what's possible. And with the right principle and the right way of doing it, it can be applied to anybody. So it's, you only gonna fail if you don't want to be flexible and if you stay in your own way. And I think that's why I love being part of the mastermind. I love being part of the alumni group now because I get conversation with people from the alumni group. I just had Michael that called me this morning to ask me if I can help him shoot in Chicago, so that, you know, it's like you're creating also this friendship. But we all learn from each other and we all have different style. And I think that's what's awesome because you bring all of that together.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. And again, like, I mean, Taylor and I love doing this and we're excited to be, you know, now entering a new spring launch, and it's so exciting to see new filmmakers and photographers that have recognized that, like, okay, I don't want to keep spinning my wheels and trying to figure this out on my own, or maybe I've outgrown other educational offerings that I once leaned into and I'm ready for mm-hmm. something more. And that's great. Like, that's, I think that's so perfect on like being able to help people along the way. You know, Taylor and I always say, like, our ideal person to come into our group isn't really someone who has been in business less than 3 to 5 years. Like, we really, you know, we know who we can help really well and serve really well. And so the same thing goes for, I think, filmmakers and photographers listening to this, is that there's the perfect education out there for you when you recognize that you're ready, when you know that you don't want to be comfortable anymore, when you know that there's something more else out there for your business. And Matt, you were saying that, like, you had this mind-blowing moment in 2022 that, like, wait, I'm not done. There's another tier of the market that I haven't even touched, and now I want to figure out how to get there.
Yeah. The one thing is, like, I have two brands, right? I have my weddings, a special wedding and event brand, and I have my commercial corporate brand. And for a long time, I was really leaning onto the commercial corporate brand because I felt like wedding wasn't bring me anything that I wanted more. But what I really love, it was actually shooting for other studio. And that's another way also of keep on learning, because when you shoot for somebody else, you have to adapt to their style. You have to infuse your own style in it too, because you want to stay yourself. But the best part about it is that you see weddings are completely different of the one that you were doing, and you approach them very differently. When I started doing the associate for the luxury wedding, I have no idea what I was getting myself into. I was like, the first wedding, I approached it like if it was like a regular wedding. And then within 4 hours, I understood it was a completely different ballpark. And I had to adapt right on the spot. I had to see that this is amazing because there is a teamwork, and I play soccer. So for me, it's very important to be a team player. And I love it because in the, not the lesser wedding, but the wedding that I was doing before, I felt like, you know, there was always this competition between the photographer and the videographer, even though I'm always a team player and I was saying, how can I help? How can I do that? but there wasn't at this level that we have right now in the luxury industry, where everybody is a team player. Like, you know, we always said that you're always as weak as your weakest link on your team. Well, here we all shooting for the same team, and we're all here to help. So this is amazing. Like, really, I love being part of this.
Yeah. Actually, I would love for you to kind of paint a picture of what your business looks like today, standing here as we're recording. It's February of 2024. So where are you shooting weddings? How many? If you want to give us a little bit of insight into what your pricing looks like, we would love to hear all about it.
Okay. Well, weddings are mostly in California right now. Definitely want to expand to Europe more. That's why I'll be in France from starting May 1st until September. It's also a big gamble because it's a wedding season here, but I feel like it's for me time to take the flight and going there. And then as far as pricing, I start at $8,500 and average is $12,500. I'm not interested. I love doing one day wedding, but what I really love is to capture those experience. And so multi-day events is where I love and I shine. And that's what exactly what I did in 2022 when I was shooting all those weddings. They were all multi-day and amazing places to go. So definitely something that once you start doing that, it's hard to go back to what you were doing before, because you see the possibilities. You're like, yeah, I can do it. It's amazing. And you know, I'm not shy about my age. I'm 50, but I feel like I'm 25, because it's like this all new thing that, like, you're doing, you know. It's like you're reinventing yourself completely. So Europe, I'm coming, and the US, I'm still here.
I love it. I would love to hear. So you've mentioned a couple times that this spark was ignited in you back in 2022 with those luxury events. Like, what was it about these luxury events that called to you? Like, what drew you to them?
Well, first started the locations, because I went to Mexico, I went to Colorado, I went to Italy. I did other weddings through the States. So just the location by itself, seeing something different, and then the level of execution from the planners, from the designer, from the photographers that were there, like all the people, like you feel like you're welcome and that you're there, and all you have to do is see what you're looking at and shoot it. And there's so much to shoot, you know? So you approach shooting completely differently, because usually I really concentrate on the couple and the story, and I'm still doing that. But at the same time, I'm realizing that with those weddings, the story is not just the couple, it's everything that is surrounding the wedding, because they really want to create an experience. And so when you're shooting, you want to make sure that you're capturing that experience. And I think that I've always loved shooting details. I do a lot of real estate where I shoot a lot of details as well. So blending this way of shooting and those events together, for me, is just like, yeah, I'm having fun. It's just so much fun. Yes, it can be stressful and you're always going and going and going. But at the same time, it's like there's always something to shoot. You cannot get bored. There's no way you can get bored. I was telling Regina, I was coming back from one of my weddings, and she was like, how was the wedding? I was like, oh, it was great. But I felt like I ran out of things to shoot, you know? And it was so weird. It was such a weird feeling.
No, I totally know what you mean. Like, I don't even really look forward to, like, sitting down for dinner anymore. Like, there's almost no time, because these events are so, like, the depth of them and the depth of the guest experience with something else that's going to be going on, mm-hmm. with now I want to shoot the cake in this different lighting, because, like, you have full lighting teams that are building things out. Like, it never ends. Like, we have our first wedding of the year this coming weekend. And I was building out my, like, you know, more condensed video timeline of what I need, and already looking at like when dinner's being served and thinking like, I probably won't even really have time to get away because like, I want to shoot like that beautiful dinner service that's being presented to the clients. Like no one's getting up and like serving themselves from the buffet anymore, but it's like an actual like guest experience for these servers to all walk out and like place the dinner plates at the same time. And it's just like, everything is a presentation. Everything is an experience for the clientele. And that is what this level of high-end clientele and the planners that produce it all are working on for months and months and months leading to come. And so it's just so fun. Like you just really never have a time to sit down. It could be like, if it's an outdoor area, like this one's actually going to be in a ballroom, but like if it were outdoors, it would be like, I want to fly the dinner setup during the day. I want to fly it at sunset. I want to fly it after sunset. Like it just is always going on forever and ever. So it's so, so fun.
Yeah. And then you approach things very differently, you know, because even when you talk to the planner, you can even ask them like, oh, how do you want me to shoot this? Because I know you have a vision and I want to make sure that your vision is showing, you know. Sometimes you just go and you just shoot, but maybe they had another idea on how to do it. So it's okay to ask for that kind of things, I think. And it's so much fun to see, like, you know, the lounges and all those things that they're putting together and creating like, a, I don't know, like those experiences that really represent the couple and that the guests get to enjoy. I think for me, when I shoot weddings, I shoot weddings for people that are at the weddings for sure, but I'm also shooting the weddings thinking about the people that were not at the weddings. So when they're going to be watching the video, I want to make sure that they'll be able to enjoy the experience and they feel like they were here. Because, you know, being in the US, I missed a lot of events in France. I missed weddings, I missed birthdays, I missed things like that. And I didn't get to see any of those. Like, nobody ever sent me like videos or things like that because it's not something that we do. Maybe now we'll do it more for sure. But so when I'm shooting, I'm always thinking about the people that are here, but I'm also thinking about the people that are not here and are going to want to enjoy it and see it.
Yeah, so well said. And that's like so good to remember and to keep in mind when we're shooting. I think that so many of us can get caught up in shooting for Instagram, shooting for other photographers or filmmakers to think that what we're creating is great. You know what I mean? And it's so great to just keep in mind like the actual purpose and the power of our art and what that can do for people's lives. I think it's very empowering and important to remember. So, I mean, I think that honestly, like you have done such a great job. If anyone here is listening and they weren't really considering the luxury market, I'm sure now they are because it sounds so great the way you talk about it. What would be your advice to somebody who maybe they've kind of done things all on their own? They have just tried to kind of, you know, be scrappy and do it themselves and try to figure things out all on their own. And they're maybe hitting some roadblocks, or maybe people who have taken education and been disappointed in what they've received. And now they feel hesitant to jump into something else. Like, what would be your words of wisdom on somebody who's trying to decide if seeking out education is right for them?
Oh, that's a loaded question. The most important is don't be afraid. Embrace the change, enjoy the ride, because it's so accelerating when you see what's possible and you don't stay stuck into your own ways. I think that what's very important is that you need to know exactly what you want out of the education. Don't just jump into education because you think that's what you need to do. Remember that at the end of the day, you are a business and you want to make a living out of what you're doing. Think about that if you're doing it in the luxury wedding industry, it's going to be so much fun because you get to do what you love at levels that are very different than what you're doing right now. And that's how you live. I mean, you know, like I said, 24 years is a long time, right? But if I look at the job that I had before that, I don't. I've always been into the wedding industry. I've always been part of that industry, and I love it. And I think that for people that are coming from different places and they want to grow, they just have to enjoy it and embrace it completely. Definitely understand that it's a business and understand that it's not about the shiny toy. It's not about the last drone. It's not about the new lens that just came out. It's about creating art for those people. And it's about being mindful on how you're going to do it. Value your time. Don't think of yourself as cheap. Value your time, value your experience. Very important. If you've been shooting for a long time, take that in consideration as well. I mean, it's very important to know what you're worth.
Yeah, definitely know your worth. And such a great reminder that we are business owners. And I am going to be like totally honest. I think that we live in like, or we have businesses that are so light on how much it costs to run these businesses. Like if you compare our business model being in the wedding industry, doing photo or video compared to say a boutique or a restaurant or, you know, I mean, there's so many businesses with so much overhead, and we are so incredibly lucky to have businesses and be involved in an industry that's pretty low overhead overall. And I think that it gets people out of the habit of like spending money to further their business, and education should be directly tied to an ROI, to a return on your investment, right? So if you're going to spend $1,000, well, that piece of education is most likely going to earn you back multiple thousand dollars, right? So without it, you're actually making less than if you were to go out, pay for the education and apply what you learned, you'll make more money in the end, right? So being in a business, just remembering that that is the end goal, and there's no badge of honor for doing it all by yourself.
Well, I'm a strong believer in manifesting, right? My wife is actually a life and strategy coach, so I get to learn from her a lot about that. But I'm also realizing that actually I've been doing that my whole life. Like I've been manifesting a lot of things, and a lot of things have come my way. So right now I'm definitely manifesting more wedding in Europe and more wedding in general. I love being part of that industry. I want to do more. I don't think I'm done even close from that. I'm going to have some opportunity this year that are amazing. And that really excites me. And because I started only a year ago doing the rebranding, and the website is just coming out last week and all that stuff, I feel like I'm still getting to, for people to know the new me. I was at Engage in December, so I kind of reintroduced myself to some of the people that were there, because I've seen people that, you know, they're in the San Francisco Bay Area and they were there, and I was like, oh, you still do weddings? I'm like, yeah, I do. I do. So, you know, it's kind of, you reinvent yourself, you reconnect, and then, but you do genuine connection. I think that's what's important. You got to be very genuine and really show people that you want to be that partner with them. That's very important. Get to know them on a personal level before you say, hey, I want to work with you, because that's not how it works. And I've never liked to ask people for anything. So I love people that come to me and it's natural. You know, I'm like you, I'm a bit of an introvert from time to time. And so it took me a long time to understand that networking was a good thing. I thought that networking was that bad thing because you're kind of selling yourself and all that stuff. But you know, it's not that. Take the word networking out of the equation and call it connecting, because that's exactly what we do. We're connecting.
So that's connecting very, very is such important. A better word. We should run with
is,
that.
Yeah, connecting is the word. Because networking, yeah, when you think of networking, it's like you're putting cable together and you're doing that network of things. But connecting is genuine. And I have a person on Instagram that actually, an event designer that was asking those questions this morning. So it was like, she was asking like different questions, like what do you like to use for a startup conversation? And I was thinking about that. And I was like, well, 10 years ago, I would have said, oh, what do you do for a living, right? But now it's like, how are you? What's going on with you? Why are you here? Like, you know, like real genuine question that you want to know who the people are and you understand. And it's part of the education because you're learning even more about the connection and the communication and connecting with people. And connecting is so important. So important.
Yes, we have an entire module in our course, The Luxury Framework, all about relationships and how to go about them in an organic way. And I love everything that you're saying. I'm just like nodding yes to you. I'm like, yes, that's exactly it. Like, bringing up weddings is not going to do anything in a networking or connecting kind of situation. I love to ask people do they have kids? Do they like to travel? Where do they like to go? Like, what do you have coming up this year that's exciting for you? Like, very like open-ended questions will definitely resonate with people because people are smart, shocker, and they can sniff it out when you are in it just for yourself and for organic reasons. So the networking always has to come with that connection as well. And if what Matthew has been talking about today is, you know, speaking to you and resonating with you, Kelly and I know we mentioned it at the beginning of the episode, but we would love to invite you. We're just about to do a free 3-day workshop called The Road to Luxury. It will be from March 12th to the 14th, and we would love to have you there. It's all about how to create a vision, learn the strategy, and how to gain the traction that you need in order to powerfully enter either the premium or the luxury spaces within the wedding industry. And if you want to hop in there, you can go to thelevelupco.com/workshop, and we would love to have you be a part of it. Matthew, as we wrap up the episode, can you just share a little bit with the listeners where they can find you if they want to connect and say hi, and so they can look at your work as well?
Sure. Well, I'm on Instagram, shocker, at Cinemat Films. It's CINEMATT.films, FILMS. Just go check it out and then send me a message and say hi, because I love talking to people, actually. It's so funny because, like, you know, when I'm DMing with people, I feel so good about it. And it's so much fun when people ask me questions and I start like answering the question and we start getting into those conversations and we are helping each other, you know, we're really helping each other. And that's the fun part about it.
Amazing. Well, Matt, it's so exciting to see all of the growth that you are going to be experiencing in 2024 now with your brand new beautiful website. And we're just so, so excited for you. And we hope that the listeners will connect with you and be able to follow along on your journey towards your own road to luxury as well.
Thank you so much. And it was awesome to be part of this. And I'm excited for what's coming and still being part of the Level Up community. You guys are amazing. So thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us in today's conversation. Please help us reach more filmmakers and photographers like you by taking a screenshot and sharing it to social media. And don't forget to tag us at The Level Up Co.
And join us again next week, same time, same place, as we continue to level up the industry together.